yourself unable, and I will stand waiting by the water. I will wait here for you. I will stand waiting by the water. I will wait here for you to see that I am in love. But I'm just too tired. I hope it's not too far. I'm sure you'll do just fine. And I will stand waiting by the water. I will wait here for you. I will stand waiting by the water. I will wait here for you. I will wait here for you.
.7 The Voice and Anton Barbeau with Dig My Bones off of the 3-Minute Tease album. And right now in studio, all the way from 3 feet away from me, I've got Anton Barbeau. Anton, how are you?
I'm all right. Hey, Mike.
Good. Good to see you here. It's become a bit of a routine here. Every year about this time, we get to have half an hour or so of your time.
Yeah.
You sort of make the rounds every year, and I'm really fortunate that you include Swirl Radio as part of the rounds. Thank you.
Yeah, well, thank you. You know, it's great to be back here every time. You're good to me and my music, and you seem to like a lot of music by a lot of wonderful people, and I'm happy to be in the room with you.
I appreciate that. It really works. You know, we have similar tastes, and got to ask you, are you still working with 3-Minute Tease, Robin Hitchcock's former Egyptians and Soft Boys?
Yeah. We've been together for about 2.5 years, and we're now
nice.
Well underway with our second album, and we're recording that with Pat Collier, who is sort of a name known to Robin Hitchcock and Soft Boys fans. He produced the Soft Boys Underwater Moonlight album and has done a lot of work with Robin and the Egyptians, so it's really exciting to be working with Pat as well, but... Yeah. So the album's well underway, and it's sounding fantastic. And
very good. Yeah. Now you are in Berlin. Do you have to hop over to the UK to work with them, or is it kind of a long distance thing? Or how's that all coming together?
It's both. We're doing the main recording is in London at Pat's studio.
Okay.
And so it's really good for us, you know, to get together, do some gigs, and then go to the studio a few days later, be in the same room, and just kind of rock out, and then I'm taking the tracks back to Berlin and working on them there as well. I mean, that's kind of how I've always worked, you know, just do some of it at home on my own, and I'm working on that album in Sacramento as well. I've got my some stuff at my dad's house. I record there as well. So
okay. So you wind up being the producer and the engineer on this?
Well, yeah. I mean, Pat would be engineering the sessions at his place, and Andy Metcalf. We co-produced the first 3-Minute Tease album, and I imagine that's sort of the case this time around as well. You know,
okay.
Although we haven't done enough to say who's producing anything. It's just a matter of right now we're just recording stuff, putting it down there, and then when the decisions need to be made, that's when we battle over who's producing what. You know,
what's the sound gonna be like at this point?
I don't know. I mean, what we're starting with is really impressive to me. It's because it's the sound of this band that's been together now for over 2 years. Mm. So the chemistry is really well developed, and working at Pat's studio is it's really nice for us because we can track pretty much live. I'm at the piano, Andy's sitting across from me on the bass, and Morris is in a room, you know, 20 feet away behind a glass window. But we can all see each other. We're all really playing well off of each other. Mm. So there's a real band feeling to it. Nice to have a lot of piano on there. There's a great piano at the studio, so I'm doing a lot more piano. But then the stuff I'm doing either at home in Berlin or at my dad's house here, just layering synthesizers upon synthesizers, and we're sticking Mellotrons on, as I like to do, and all the other stuff, and all the kind of the layering of sounds is I don't know where that's going to end up. I mean, what will be weeded out will be the, you know, whatever's left, that will be the sound. You know?
Awesome. Yeah. Any working title yet?
No, nothing that I can say on the air.
Okay, understood. Fair enough. I'll go back and ask you the question I like to ask every time, but it's really interesting with you. Who are your biggest musical influences?
Oh, you know, I mean, how old am I? I'm 45 now, so I've got loads of
young
them.
Man.
but I mean, some of the ones that have stuck with me for a long time. I mean, I grew up with the Beatles, you know.
Yes,
they were,
yes.
They were neighbors pretty much. so the Beatles and you know, classic things like Beatles and Bob Dylan. But then you know I'm a huge Robin Hitchcock fan, and Julian Cope, XTC. These are the kind of the people that were influencing me really heavily for a long time. But then, you know, I'm listening to all sorts of stuff. I've become a krautrock fanatic. I'm a David Bowie fiend. You know, just trying to remember. You know, on any given day, it could be a different list. But I mean, yeah, all kinds of stuff.
And it all kind of works into that stew. You know, I mean, you hear some of those influences in your music if you know, start listening.
Yeah. I mean, some of the things are obvious, and other things. I think when I was younger, my songwriting was more obviously affected by whatever I was into. You know, if I was listening to Big Star a lot, I started writing songs that were, these three songs, that's my Big Star period, or this is my Pixies phase, or whatever.
Yes, yes.
I think by now, I'm probably one of my own biggest influences. And I don't mean that in any boastful way. It's just that I'm so used to doing things how I do them that I sound like me no matter who I wish I sounded like.
Now, that's true. And for instance, on the Corner Laughers' brand new album, Poppy Seeds, the opening track, Grasshopper Clock, there's a whole lot of Anton on that one. That's a great collaboration. You guys collaborate really well in live and in studio.
Oh, well, thank you. I mean, that's an utterly brilliant song. That's just one of the great songs, I think, on Earth. And I'm honored that I had anything to do with it. I mean, I know that the lyrics were sort of, I know where Carla was coming from with some of the lyrics. I was there, or I know what she's talking about. So that's really nice to be able to kind of identify some of those references. And the fact that I got to sing on that track and play a little bit of keyboards is just, it's very flattering because it's a brilliant track, just untouchably great song.
It is, and it's gotten great critical reviews. A lot of the people that wrote about that album mentioned that track as a standout, and I would have to concur. Yeah. Was that a long-distance thing, too? Did you do your part back in Europe?
Yeah. I know the song was inspired by their trip over to England, and so there's you know, the Grasshopper Clock is in Cambridge. It's kind of easy for me. I did my recording, my vocals and keyboard parts. I did those in Cambridge when I was living there. But it was definitely. They sent me the tracks, and I just sort of added my stuff. Sent my tracks back.
Interesting. So. And you've got a long illustrious history back here in Sacramento. Of course, I used to see you play like anywhere you could bring a guitar, you would play. I thought that was so cool. You did something. I wasn't there, but you did something. I think right before you left, was it the Antonathon?
Yeah,
like fun. What was that all about?
Fun. I think it was fun. It came about. I had been playing at the True Love Coffee House fairly often, and they used to do a thing called the Waffle Jam. late nights, starting from midnight until 3 a.m, they would have whomever was handy, musician would come down and play a few sets or whatever, and I would just play 3 hours nonstop.
Wow!
And I think at some point Kevin said, "Oh, we should." I don't know how it turned into a 23-hour extension of that, but But Kevin and I started talking about, doing these longer sets, and he said, I think he coined the term Antonathon the night that he had the idea for it. And he said, we should do a 24-hour thing where you just play nonstop. And I said, 24 hours would kill me. I couldn't do that. 3 hours is hard.
Yeah.
But somehow it turned into this thing. Let's get a bunch of different people covering my songs and so forth. And I suggested 23 hours just because I'm kind of fond of the number 23. Anyway, so Kevin and Allison, I think, put this whole thing together. And I just sort of said yes. And I did get very involved. I mean,
yeah.
But it was really weird. There were moments when it just felt like, I was attending my own wake or something like that, watching bits of my life go by.
That would be odd, yeah. I mean, it speaks to your longevity that you've got 23 hours of recorded music. I mean, that's, when you think about that, that's a lot.
Well, no, what we did, it wasn't just, it wasn't all recorded stuff. It was live performances. It was all the bands that I had. And also lots of people covering my stuff.
Okay.
But there was a fair amount of padding as well.
Okay.
there was some wrestling match in the middle of the afternoon. I have no idea what that had to do with Anton Barbeau. But I was like, it's nice for everyone to have a break from me, probably.
But that kind of speaks to what Sacramento is all about. I mean, it's a pretty quiet town, but some wacky stuff can happen if you look for it. Sometimes I love that about this place.
Yeah. It was yes. That's all I can say is yes.
Well, we're here with Anton Barbeau, the man himself, and we have been talking a little bit about your collaborations with the Corner Laughers. Why don't we take a quick break, and why don't you go ahead and describe this song we're about to hear?
It's called Drinking Horn, and this was a song written in Berlin, which is probably obvious if anyone can make it all the way to the last verse. this one is also... The song itself is going to be on the 3 Minute Tease album, but I think Carla suggested that maybe the Corner Laughers could do a version of it. I said, well, of course, sure. So I sent them the basic tracks, just my I think piano and vocal, and they came back with a recording of it that's just, this is a fantastic track that they've helped create. And so I think 3 Minute Tease, we've got our work cut out for us. The 3 Minute Tease version of this song is much more manly and macho, as it should be, very rugged.
Yes.
But the Corner Laughers track, I'm pretty blown away by what they've done with this, and it just feels perfect. We did this one in Oakland the other night, and it was great.
Wow.
So nice to do it.
What a night. Well, let's give a listen. Anton Barbeau and the Corner Laughers here on Twirl.
And the beginning was the great big bang, and it was good, and all the angels sang. When I arrived to lead the caveman gang, look at me go, look at me go. And in the Bible on page 23, a photograph of Eve the snake and me. We're eating apples, drinking mushroom tea. Look at me go, look at me go. Of course, devolution ain't a dirty word. From the dinosaur we get the bird, and from the second coming comes the third. Look at me go, oh look at me go. My mother died when I was 6 years old. I never had to do what I was told. I was a good kid with a heart. As the locust fell, an old
The Corner Laughers with our special guest Anton Barbeau and Drinking Horn. And that one you said has a little bit of kind of a Berlin type influence. I didn't hear it because I've never been to Berlin.
Well, it doesn't sound like the Berlin influence that you might associate with somebody like David Bowie.
Right.
I do have some songs I've written since living there that kind of have a darkness that I associate with that city, but Drinking Horn is a pretty bright sounding track. It's a very bright song, obviously.
Absolutely.
But you know, again, that's just like I was saying with influences and, you know, musical influences. I think the same thing with location. You know, I'm fortunate that I've been able to travel a little bit in recent years and visit different countries. And I've lived in England, and now I'm living in Germany. And I think sometimes I can really detect the influence. I've got a few Cambridge songs which are very, you know, there's something about the light in Cambridge, and I can hear that in the songs that I've written there. But by and large, these days, whatever I write just sounds like me. And there's also always the possibility that I'm writing across countries. I'm starting a song in Berlin and then finishing it back in Sacramento or something like that. So there's, you know, and it just sounds like me doing whatever it is I do. And, you know, it doesn't always reflect where I've done it. You know?
Interesting. Now, this is probably a dumb question, but I don't know. How do these ideas come to you? I mean, do you just dream them up in your sleep? Or, I mean, do you observe something and say that should be a song? How does that all work from a creative process?
You know, I'm sure that it varies from song to song. And even within a single song, you know, I have sort of, my attention span is not great, so by the time I've written the second verse, I don't remember what the first one is about. But I don't remember writing this particular song, Drinking Horn. I mean, the title is very, very German. Anybody who's over there, you know, Essen, Trinken, Horen, you know, we always know what Essen and Trinken is, but we've never known what Horen is. But so somehow that turned into Drinking Horn.
Gotcha.
So it's a little bit of a very, very vague inside joke for the Germans. But I don't even remember writing the song. You know, I can tell you this though, since we're kind of bigging up the Corner Laughers, this one was influenced by Carla's writing, because I think she's such an excellent songwriter that when I wrote this one, I thought. I've kind of got to keep up here. I've got to make a bit of extra effort.
Wow. And you know what? I know she's listening right now. Carla, don't faint, or Koi, wave the smelling salts. I mean, that's a huge compliment coming from you as well. So, I mean, we are in the presence of great songwriters. She is outstanding. I definitely say that.
Yeah. No, she is. And like I said, just hers is the kind of writing that keeps me on my toes, because I've always felt like I could get away with a lot lyrically. You know, I just do my thing, and it just kind of comes out however it does, man. And it's groovy, and it's weird, and this is. But I don't want to do that anymore. I don't like to be frivolous or waste words if I can help it.
Interesting way of putting it. And I know she's very precise, and you get great word pictures from her.
Yeah,
and then
very detailed.
Yes. Then when you were here the first time a couple of years back, you were here with Allison Seconds, and that was different because you had written an album for somebody else.
Yeah.
And so I think you were saying at the time that you had to really step back from your usual thought process, because this has to be Allison's songs, not Anton's usual stream of consciousness.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah, and that was a great experience for me as a songwriter, and I still feel like if I do any of the songs that are on Allison's album, I feel like I'm covering her songs. Even though I actually wrote them, they to me feel like they're definitely her songs.
Interesting.
And it was just a great, you know, a great chance to stretch a little bit as a songwriter. And there's a lot of things I could say through, you know, imagining her voice that I wouldn't sing myself, and that was really good. You know, kind of got stuff out there that I couldn't do myself.
That's a really good point. Now, to shift gears a little bit, you've got some upcoming gigs. You're making the most of your time here in Northern California. You've got one tonight, right?
Indeed, yes. Playing at Luna's with David Houston.
Ah.
So
is he playing with the strings the whole?
I think so.
Oh, wow.
I never, you know, this is just I never know who's doing what. Most of the time someone says, hey, here's a gig, and I say, okay, I'll show up. And if I'm lucky, I think, oh wait, what time should I be there, you know? But so I'm pretty sure he's playing with the strings.
Okay.
So Yeah, it should be nice.
That's great. Nice, intimate venue. I mean, everybody can see everything from anywhere, so it's just wonderful. I've been there, as anybody in Sacramento, I've been there many times. It's a nice little venue. Yeah.
And I think Art Luna, he runs the place from a place of serious soul. He kind of, I know that I can do or say anything there, and it's a space where that makes sense. You know, I think Art can be as much a freak as he wants to be, and and I think people who go there kind of know that it's a safe space to be, be oneself.
Well said, and he's all about the music and supporting the artists, so I get that. And I know Bows and Arrows in 2 weeks with Corner Laughers and Willie Wisely.
Yep.
That's going to be a great, fun, quirky night. I've just been turned on to Willie Wisely's music. That guy's a great songwriter and really quirky as well.
Yeah, that's going to be a really good one.
I mean, anything else while you're here? Any other gigs?
Let's see. Naked Lounge on the February 2nd with Musical Cherris. And I think that's it. There might be something in Nevada City with the Moore Brothers, but that's not confirmed yet, and so we won't talk about that any further.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got maybe something every weekend you're here is what it's looking like.
I think so.
Perfect, yeah. Perfect. So come on out if you're in Northern California, anywhere within the sound of my voice. Well, no, the people are listening worldwide. If you're in Northern California, come on out and see Anton. If you're in Europe, see him when he gets back. Where can my listeners find out more about you and purchase copies of your music?
Well, I've got some with me, so I'll just be out in the lobby after the show.
Awesome.
I suppose my website, AntonBarbeau.com, is an easy thing for me to remember. So I'll just say AntonBarbeau.com, and that'll kind of lead you here and there. I mean, you can get various things all over the internet, but I can't keep track. I'm getting better and better at being a terrible salesperson for my own for my own material, but. Yeah, it's all out there somehow.
Too modest, but that's good. Yeah, it's a perfect gateway. I saw that too. AntonBarbeau.com has links to like all the other sites, the SoundCloud, and I think the Bandcamp and CD Baby and all that stuff.
There's also 3MinuteTees.com if you're looking to get that record. But AntonBarbeau.com I think is probably an easy enough starting point.
Okay. Perfect. And, you know, this has been like the fastest 25 minutes in the history of recorded timekeeping. I cannot believe we're almost at the end of the segment. Anton Barbeau, thank you so much for being here with me on the radio.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. It's always a pleasure.
And we'll see you in 2 weeks when we have that big Corner Laughers and Willie Wisely show. What track of yours would we like to play as we end the segment?
Well, as we were sort of discussing on the break, because this for me has been revolving around the theme of collaboration, I thought I'd pick something off of the Loud Family and Anton Barbeau album, What If It Works. This is a track called I've Been Craving Lately with the Loud Family.
Sounds good. Thanks, Anton.
Thank you.
I've been craving lately something stranger than the stuff comes out my little station changer. Beat me up, beat me down, hi-ho, Lone Ranger. You can fall, not hit the ground. Sermon on the Mount, couldn't hear it for the clanging of the late night dinner bell. Settled the account, then we moved it to the table. We moved it to the table. I've been craving lately something stranger than the stuff comes out my little station changer. Beat me up, beat me down, hi-ho, Lone Ranger. You can fall, not hit the ground. Baritone or bass, either way I couldn't bear it with a voice as light as mine. She said it to my face, but she didn't seem to mean it. She didn't seem to mean it. She said, this is my goodbye party, I'm gonna cry. 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 This is my goodbye party, I'm gonna cry.
She's gonna cry.
This is my goodbye party, I'm gonna cry. This is my goodbye party, I'm gonna cry. Craving lately
something stranger. And the stuff comes out my little station changer. Beat me up, beat me down, hi-ho, Lone Ranger, you can fall.